Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Arrigo. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund strikes out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Knupp reaches second base with a double. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Arrigo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards the mound. Arrigo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. Blair moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. There goes Johnson trying to get to home. May throws the ball into Brinkman, who tags Johnson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Bellinger moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. Bellinger moves to third. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Echeverry hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Knupp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Arrigo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arrigo is 0-for-1 in the game. Arrigo bunts in front of the plate. Echeverry fields it and throws to first for the out. Knupp moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Williams reaches second base with a double. Knupp scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bellinger hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Bellinger reaches third base with a triple. Rettenmund goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. May moves to second. It's 6-2, Orioles. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Don Sechrist now pitching. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noop moves to second. Rich Morales pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.